Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Cullen Steele bringing it till 8 p.m. this evening. Getting ready for Thursday night football tomorrow, folks. I'm so excited to see Sean Payton back in town with those Denver Broncos taking on the Saints in the Caesars Superdome. Happy to welcome in now Mike Kliss, Broncos reporter for 9 News in Denver, joining us now. Mike, how you doing, man? Appreciate the time.
Yeah, you got it. I'm here in New Orleans trying to eat some Cajun food as we speak. And it's great to be here.
Appreciate it, and love the fact that you're enjoying some of the local cuisine right now. Looking at this matchup, obviously two teams that have been, well, the Saints didn't struggle early on offense, but the last couple of weeks they have. But this Denver Broncos squad, obviously, their calling card right now has been the defense. And just talk about that development there and how dominant they've been able to be, and how much of a hit is it not having a supreme talent like Patrick Surtain not around this week?
Yeah, on defense, if you remember, week 3 of last year, they got beat 70-20.
Right.
It had been a while since a team had allowed 70 points. Offense contributed 2 touchdowns to that, by the way, but still a remarkable turnaround by Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator. And also they changed up quite a bit of personnel since that game. Most notably up front, their defensive line is very good. Zach Allen's having a great year. Should be all pro if he had a little more recognition. DJ Jones in the middle is very good. They picked up John Franklin Myers from the Jets, who's very good. Those three, and Malcolm Roach, who you guys know well.
Oh yeah,
is playing very well as the fourth guy. It's a 3-4. Yeah, it's a 3-4, but he's the first guy in, and he plays just about as much as the other three starters. And so they're very good there, adding Franklin Myers and Roach. And their safeties, they had Justin Simmons, who is a real good ball player, and Kareem Jackson, who was getting up there in age. Now they have P.J. Locke and Brandon Jones, who they picked up from Miami, and they have a lot more range than the predecessors did. So that's why they're better on defense. And Surtain left in the first play. He got a concussion on the very first play last week and was knocked out and wasn't enough time to clear the protocol for Thursday night. And that is a loss. They gave up quite a few third and longs in against the Chargers. And third and 8, third and 9, Herbert picked up quite a few of those with his arm. And so that's definitely a factor. It's going to be challenged. I think the defense is going to be challenged by the Saints offense. That's been pretty good, right? I watched the game a little bit here and there Sunday, and the Saints can't tackle, it doesn't look like. And
no, that was a problem on defense for sure.
It'll be interesting because it's the Broncos' strength is defense. Your strength is offense. The Broncos' weakness has been offense, and your weakness has been defense. So could be a decent game tomorrow.
Yeah, you're looking at the offense for this Denver Broncos squad. Obviously, the rookie under center. And surprisingly, I thought, he'd take some time to get into the flow of things. But Sean Payton throwing him right out there to start the year. What's been your impressions early on of Bo Nix?
Yeah, Sean Payton really likes him and speaks in glowing terms about him at every turn. My impressions of Bo Nix is he's good. He's not great. He doesn't have a great, I could see why he was a 6th quarterback taken as far as arm. He's a much better scrambler, and he's faster and a better runner than I thought. And he's been doing that quite a bit. Scrambling has been one of his strong suits. And then he's pretty good in the 2-minute and the hurry up, believe it or not. He hasn't been so good in the conventional huddle up NFL pace offense. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos do a little more up-tempo earlier in the game, because that seems to be where he's most comfortable. And when you think about it, that's what he did at Oregon for 2 years. So there might be a little switch there, because the Broncos have been have not been good in the first half. They've been pretty good in the second half. And when they get behind, Bo Nix, you know, he battles and comes up with some of his best play, it seems like, when all seems lost. But they got to get it to where they don't reach the point of, you know, all seems lost.
Mike, how much is the talk locally of just the wide receiving core? Because other than Courtland Sutton, it seems very underwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah, Courtland is you know, he's a real good receiver, terrific in the red zone. He makes outstanding catches in the end zone. But he doesn't take the top off, you know. And the guys they have that can take the top off, they are a little slow to develop. They got a couple of rookies. Devon Vele, a seventh rounder from Utah, is quite good. He's played in two games and he has 12 catches. So he's been a nice find, a nice surprise. Troy Franklin, they moved up in the fourth round to get. He was Bo Nix's receiver mate at Oregon. And he's only 21 years old, but he's just now starting to come on. He caught a touchdown pass this past Sunday. That was his first career touchdown. So, you know, he's just now coming. And then Lil Jordan Humphrey really has been the number two receiver, along with Josh Reynolds. Reynolds out with fractured finger. So, yeah, it's the skill. One thing about that you kind of say for Bo Nix, you know, the whole skill position package that the Broncos have, that's running back, tight end, and receiver, is below average. And so that's, you know, I think Bo Nix would be a little better right now if, you know, he had Caleb Williams receivers, for instance, in Chicago.
Oh, for sure. And you look at the tight ends for the Denver Broncos. We're quite familiar with, obviously, Adam Trautman and Lucas Kroll, but both have been not really done much this season.
Well, Adam Trautman has kind of developed into the blocker.
Okay.
And, you know, and catches here and there. But, yeah, he's out there a lot, and they max protect a lot with, you know, two tight ends. They help their tackles. And, you know, they want to protect Bo Nix as much as possible. And so Trautman is out there quite a bit, but he mostly blocks. He can catch, and he's made a catch or two here and that have been effective for first downs, but they you're right, they don't use them. Lucas Kroll, they didn't play the first four games of the season. They're hoping to get Greg Dulcich going. Dulcich was slow, so Kroll has played the last two games, and he's had a few catches. And I wouldn't be surprised if Kroll does a little bit more in this game also. But overall in tight end, if should the Broncos, you know, get in position here at the trade deadline where they're 5-4, say, you know, they got three games till the trade deadline. And if they wind up 5-4, I think they might look at a veteran tight end who can help them a little more in the passing game.
Looking now, too, sticking with that offense, the rushing attack, is there anybody we need to be worried about here? Because the Saints' defense the last couple of games has just been getting gashed on the ground.
Yeah, that's interesting. Javonte Williams had a couple good games. He was off to a slow start. You know, he came back from an ACL injury last year and really wore down at the end of the year, and didn't have a good camp, didn't have a good preseason, but started coming on, you know, in wins against the Jets and the Raiders. Didn't have it this last game against the Chargers. That will be interesting. Jaleel McLaughlin, he's quick, he's fast, he might be good on the turf. And then they just got Audric Estime back, the rookie from Notre Dame, and he's only had a couple carries, but you know, he's had 12 yards, you know, he's had two 12-yard runs out of his four carries. So I wonder if they'll start using him a little bit more. But they have not run the ball as well as Sean Payton would like.
Yeah, speaking about Sean Payton, what has year two been like for him there? And how are fans, I guess, accepting what he's been able to do with the franchise so far? Obviously, last year being rough, has there been a lot more expected from him in year two?
Yeah, although it's been kind of – the whole Russell Wilson thing was strange.
Right.
You know, I mean, Sean didn't like Russell Wilson as his quarterback. He took too many sacks. It just drove Sean nuts. And so he made the move, but it was an expensive, very expensive move. Not only did they have to eat $38 million of his $39 million salary, but they took on all kinds of dead cap space.
Right.
And, you know, they're number one in dead cap in the NFL, the Broncos are. So that's kind of hurt the overall roster talent, I think. And it shows every now and then that their lack of talent. But one thing, Sean, that, you know, and I've covered the team for quite a while, they're very tough. They're tougher than the Bronco teams have been in the past. They're mentally tough. There's been some gripes about his play calling, of course. It seems to be more concern. You know, I know he had a top five, top 10 offense every year with the Saints.
Right.
We haven't seen that yet here in Denver with the Broncos. And I think, you know, that's because of he's done a lot of max protection. So he hasn't really opened it up the way he would like to, I think. And, you know, the other thing, it's a different deal for him. When he got the job in New Orleans, the Saints, you know, I looked this up, in the 39 years before he got there, they had one playoff win. Well, he comes to Denver, and they've been to 8 Super Bowls. And won 3 of them. So, you know, he was the toast of the he was the first to have big success with New Orleans and Denver. They've already had big success. So, you know, I don't think Denver fans have quite warmed up to him. He still has to earn his stripes, put it that way.
Gotcha.
In Denver, but he's done some good things. He's got this team playing together. That's one thing I've noticed about him. They're all pulling on the same rope.
Right.
And so I, you know, they're kind of a gritty overachieving team. That's going to be in every game. Just not sure they have the talent, you know, to win their, how many that, ends up at the end, probably, you know, 8-9, 9-8, 7-10, you know, somewhere in there.
Mike, definitely appreciate your time today and hope you enjoy, all the food here. Get some char grilled oysters if you like that.
Yeah, I've ordered them. We're at Drago's. We've had trouble with service.
Well, you're at the right spot there.
Yeah, I got you. All right, bud.
Appreciate you. See you in the Dome tomorrow, Mike.
You got it.
Mike Kliss, Broncos reporter for 9 News in Denver.